Good morning. This is KWSO News. Warm Springs Recreation reports 16 floats participated in the Christmas Lights Parade last night, with 14 of those judged. Winners in the organization category were Papalaksamisha, Recreation, and the Warm Springs Police Department. Community winners were our own Marge Kalama on her motorized scooter, the Green Family, and Celeste. Other community participants were the Door Church and Angela and her woodcutters. Additional organization entries were Fire Management, KWSO, Emergency Management, Fire and Safety, Prevention, plus Fire Engines and Police. Carol Sami thanks everyone who participated, the judges, and for families who came out to enjoy the parade. On Tuesday evening, the Warm Springs Tribal Police received a report of a motor vehicle crash on Highway 26 near the Indian Head Casino. A Warm Springs tribal member had attempted to cross Highway 26 in poorly lighted conditions and was struck by a silver Chevy Tahoe operated by another Warm Springs tribal member. Life-saving measures were attempted, but the pedestrian was confirmed deceased at the scene of the accident. The driver of the Tahoe was cooperative during the investigation, and alcohol is not considered a factor in this case. The FBI has arrested a Lincoln City man for his part in the January 6th insurrectionist riot at the nation's capital. KLCC's Brian Bull has more.
In a special agent's affidavit, 46-year-old Jeffrey W. Hubbard is shown in video footage joining hordes of Trump supporters storming the Capitol building in an attempt to overturn the election returns that now former President Trump falsely claims was stolen. Hubbard appears to chant with the crowd, "Stop the steal and we want Trump." Beth Ann Steele is a spokesperson with the FBI's Portland Bureau.
The charges include entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, conduct in a Capitol building, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. At this point, the case will be transferred to the District Court in Washington, D.C., where all of these prosecutions are happening.
Hubbard appeared before a federal judge Wednesday and was released pending a future court date. More than 700 people have been arrested since the violent incident, including five in Oregon. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.
A weekend storm could bring enough snow for several Oregon ski areas to open for the season. Dry weather this fall has pushed back opening dates for resorts across the state, and most remain closed. But Dave Tragathon with Mount Hood Meadows says the heavy snow could turn things around.
We're looking at a very promising forecast that we believe will get us open for the season. We just don't know exactly what day or how much of the mountain will open.
The National Weather Service forecast projects 1 to 2 feet of snow in the Cascades starting this Saturday. The forecast also calls for between 8 and 12 inches in the Blue Mountains and the Wallowas of eastern Oregon. And now a look into local sports. The Madras High School White Buffaloes boys basketball is in action today as they host Ridgeview in a rematch of the Buffs' first game of the season, where they fell 60-52. The boys are coming off of a win against Trinity Lutheran on Tuesday, 73-66. Tip-off tonight is set for 7 p.m. The boys also host Woodburn tomorrow with tip-off at 5 p.m. You can catch both contests here on KWSO. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.